This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Paige, and headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. What did you say about me? All right, so we begin with this. Eggs are so expensive, and they're so expensive that people are offering free eggs for high-dollar purchases. This may be a joke, I think. There's a
Jay Gilstrap's giving away 2 dozen eggs. I better not say that. Cost him a lot of money.
That's a
joke.
I mean, he would do it because he's that good of a dude. But
yeah, but I mean, no.
Well,
it's not on the calendar for now.
A video.
Maybe something March to do.
Going viral online where someone shows a for sale sign outside a house, but there's also an added sign above it that says free eggs with the purchase of a house. So they think it's a joke, but you never know.
Evidently, there's going to be a lot of houses in Washington, D.C. area for sale and rent because you see that whole connection, that post. People are talking about the trickle-down effect of everybody losing their government job, and they're like, all these houses are going to be open, and the market, there's going to be so many houses, no income.
Well,
it's going to crash again.
That's still hearsay, correct?
Well, they're just kind of making a general leap. Like, if all these people lose their jobs, and there have been people taking severances and whatnot, losing jobs.
How many people at the same time are losing jobs?
God, you hear so many different numbers, like, you know, 1,800 one day, few more thousand the next.
No, it's gonna make a big dent.
I mean, how many people took that severance? 75,000, I think.
They just hired 80,000 IRS agents during the Biden administration. Remember, because everyone assumed they were going to go tougher on.
They were going to give them guns.
Yeah, they were going to like go, you know.
Well, they got me
to homes.
They got me one of the 80,000 because I got audited from a few years ago.
Oh, did you really?
And I'm like, an accounting error. It was honestly is what it was. I was like, well,
on your part,
too many zeros.
Yeah, it was my part. I'm like, I'm going to owe you a few grand now.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Somebody didn't take enough money, or are you added wrong?
Yeah, it was me. It was on me. I'm like, okay, accounting error. It's like, well, I mean, I paid it. I didn't
and
get a tax refund.
How long did it take?
It just took 1 year. Oh, to find it? I don't know. A couple years, maybe.
Oh, wow.
Because if it goes past 7, you're good, right?
I think it might have been maybe something like that. But I figure one of the 80,000 was, you know, just going back and looking through the books.
Yeah. What if they were next coming to your house? The next one on the list was Jay Ellenberg. No, sorry. Hello, this is Elon. You fired.
Hello.
I can't do an Elon voice. It doesn't sound like any specific accent.
Mr. Ellenberg, you're going to be audited.
No.
He speaks all Africans, right? Afrikaans.
He's South African, yeah.
He would saw down my door with that big saw he's got.
God, I know. Is that like a new product he's coming out with? From
I don't know who saw that was. Like, what was he doing? Don't saw my door down, Elon. I'll give you a...
Don't saw my door down. There's another one you can do, Dan.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, boy.
Yeah, eggs getting expensive for real. They're to the point where...
I got to buy some more, too. I need eggs, folks.
I need eggs.
I eat the hell out of them.
How do you eat your eggs?
I prefer them hard-boiled, but I'll scramble them if I need to.
Oh, I'm a scrambler.
But I love the hard-boiled eggs, but you got to have four at a time.
See, if I have hard-boiled, I can't eat the yolk, which doesn't make any sense.
I don't
eat
the yolk either. I don't like the yolk. I like them when they're hot, and they're like kind of farty smelling.
I can't have them sunny side up.
Fireworks.
They make me want to vomit. I don't like eggs.
Do you poach them?
No, I don't eat the yolk of the eggs. But I like scrambled eggs, which doesn't make any sense. It's
not at all. You know, I like the sunny side where I cut the yolk out and then I take it at the end and I try to get it all onto the spoon without breaking it and put it in my mouth and then pop it.
So I wouldn't even know how to make them like that.
Hey. Pop that yolk, baby. Pop that yolk.
I like omelets. I can't make an omelet.
I like omelets. You got to be able to flip it.
I can't make, I can't let it sit. I don't know how to make it. I can't cook. I got six GEDs and I can't cook.
You can learn to cook. If you can read, you can learn to cook. That's
cooking
what my grandmother
sucks.
Told me.
You got. I would rather sit there and ready for it to be like eaten. I don't want to prepare it.
So you like to eat out?
Yes.
Who doesn't?
It's just too expensive. I would prefer my wife cook it and then I eat it when she says it's ready. Mm-hmm. Instead of me cooking the food because I hate cooking.
Does she have a cocktail ready for you when you walk in the door at 10:30 every morning?
Is she wearing an apron all the time?
I talked about having a bar station here, and then we didn't do it. Like, why can't we be like Mad Men? Have a little mini bar in the office.
Huh? Because who wants to drink that early?
That's true.
God, no.
Who wants to hang around? They had to work.
Yeah.
We're done at that point.
Again, we work from home in the afternoon.
Uh-huh. Would it kill you to stay around for a little bit? Not on Tuesdays, if I can get a bagel, if I'm still allowed to get one.
Well, you better hurry up.
I might be on bagel restrictions.
You might be on. What if they start taking your bagels off the other thing?
They might.
You take off your paycheck?
So I can tell you apologize. No more bagels.
I ain't saying nothing else.
Back
I get my
meeting.
Check Friday.
Oh,
yeah.
I'll talk rap money.
I need to pay some bills.
I mean, literally, this person can decide if I get a lot of money or not.
Please.
It's roulette. Money roulette.
I'm on her side on this.
I love it. All right. So, you ever have deja vu?
Yeah.
So did
it's a club.
A few cops see a drunk driver crashed in the same spot two nights in a row at 9:47 p.m.
What were they doing there?
All right. Well, listen up.
It was like a checkpoint.
Because a woman called 911 last Sunday at 9:47 p.m. after a guy crashed into her parked car. She said he seemed drunk, and he was. A breathalyzer clocked him at 0.31, which is almost 4 times the legal limit. So cops arrested him and released him the next day. And then a few hours later, he did it again in the same spot, the same exact time.
Dude, that's a glitch in the Matrix.
Yeah.
That's like some...
Final Destiny.
Something.
I got to ask Rob, man. Nobody can figure out... Can you just put a percentage to it? This person was 25% drunk. Like, I don't know.
I'm not
good with decimals.
Somebody who's bigger in size can drink a lot more than a small person can, but it's by, so, I mean, it's kind of a weird, you know, like they'd say Andre the Giant could drink like 3 bottles of wine and then go wrestle. He'd be fine because he was so damn big. And that wasn't a lot to his body size. But you, like some of these beers now in the cans are like 13.5 and higher. I mean, if you're a tiny person, you know,
yeah.
I'm not going to give any examples. If you're a tiny little person, like let's say a midget, for instance, you can't drink a full one and drive, can you?
I don't think so.
So what about kids?
Let's talk about this guy.
They shouldn't drive anyway.
Well, cops were dispatched to the same intersection at 9:47 p.m. again. The only difference was he didn't hit a car this time. He crashed into a tree stump in someone's yard. And the same cops arrested him, and he blew a 0.3.
That's probably still some leftover from the night before.
The judge upped his bail.
Page blew 007.
Daniel Craig.
Wow! Wow!
And you. Roger Moore. Like, Jake Roberts did tell us that Andre got drunk in the locker room before the match and did proceed to fart on his shoulder for 30 seconds.
Yeah. Sorry. Right. Yeah. He said it was still warm to the touch 30 minutes later.
So the judge upped
his bail. He gave you a hot
shoulder
instead of a cold one.
To $50,000.
Yeah. Wow.
And the the sheriff posted the story on Facebook. It's very uncanny that it happened at the same time.
You know, nobody ever gets called out on Facebook when the cops post. Like, so-and-so, we got another bandit, another five-finger bandit. Who is this? Help us out, folks. Nobody ever, and you know people know who it is in the picture. Nobody will ever narc anybody out. And that's why you want to go look.
Snitches get stitches.
Yeah, rap music taught us that.
Did you know that?
I mean, old people would have definitely, if they knew him, call him out. But nobody ever, like, it never happens. They don't tag, like, hey, so-and-so, does this look like you?
Like, did rappers get behind the defund the police movement a couple years ago? Like, you know, I know they had their song back in the 90s, but did they ever do defund the police?
I know Dr. Dre said we really need cops, but I figured he was just saying that because he made his money already.
You're absolutely right.
Now the game hates cops still, he says.
Yeah, like this came up the other day, and they're using it more, is the Snoop and Tom Brady PSA commercial they're doing. You know, like, why are we still arguing about all this stuff? Like, y'all aren't.
They really aren't.
Y'all aren't. Like, y'all are in the suites together. Like, it's that color green changes everything.
I mean, Tom Brady just gave his son like a $1 million watch for his birthday.
So, like, get a couple people off the streets. A couple people work together, perhaps, or something. And then, because that argument to me is like lost then. Because, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Anything with a celebrity like that is going to fall on deaf ears.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, also, like, do some commercials every once in a while and point out all the good stuff this country is doing instead of all this, oh, man, we're so bad. You tell a country that long enough, they're going to start believing it and not give a damn no more.
Hmm.
Perfect grammar right there.
You're going to Munchausen's the whole country.
I mean, really, like, it's the dystopian future trend we're on now.
People keep saying it's the end of the world, is it? I don't know.
Damn you, R.E.M.
Hmm. Well.
Oh, Ari.
Oh, yeah.
Thought you was going to slide through, didn't you?
No.
But I hit you with that music.
Yeah, I guess it's over. I'll have to save this for tomorrow.
Thought it was great. She blew 007 on a breathalyzer.
Yeah, I know. That was by itself. That was good. Then
she had to go in there and.
Yeah. Not literally, but you know.
Make it damn near unairable.
Right. No octopusy jokes from you, pal.
No.
All right. Thank you.
I get it mixed up anyway.
We're going to. I wouldn't know what to do with it if she had eight of them. Listen to this. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We got more Rise Guys. We got birthdays and suckets and all kinds of stuff headed your way next. Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise, guys, I got show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
It's one of my favorite songs.
It's mine too.
Babao.
Babao. You know, I heard this came on my playlist yesterday, and I was like, somebody give me a napkin. No, seriously, I got... this song came on, and I was like, I've heard this before. I knew instantly it was the Gap Band.
Oh, you did?
But then I did not know that this song is called Burn Rubbers on Me.
Shout out to P1 Burning Rubbers.
Burn Rubbers on Me.
You're not going to knock me out of your playoff pool this year, buddy. Yeah, I'm going to earn my way in like I did last year. You job me out.
You broke into his racing league?
Oh, just a little pool I'm in, a little NASCAR pool. P1 Burning Rubber. Shout out, Heart in the Wall.
What percentage of your annual salary goes to gambling?
99.
I would have to sit and look. It might not be a staggering number, but it's prevalent.
I'll tell you this. Want me to. Fatboy had a nice... 2 weeks ago, Fatboy had a nice little return, I will say.
Where'd you go with the money?
He shouldn't on vacation? Say. He had a he nice little return on his little...
You got to build the bankroll, man.
He has a commercial that plays.
My prize picks.
He did.
I built it up.
He showed me a number, and like, I went...
Damn, bitch.
I wouldn't call him that. He's a man.
Oh.
She's
what
unhinged.
I thought you said.
She is wild today.
Damn, bitch. I think you have Tourette's, Paige.
She might have it.
No.
Wrap that wiener. Slap that wiener. Slap that wiener.
Wrap that wiener. Slap that wiener.
Through the boob to the tube.
Hey!
Yacht. Guy
you don't
yacht.
Even know what kind of eggs them is.
Yeah,
them ain't even eggs. Them's ovaries.
Oh, my gosh.
She all says right. When you meet her out in public, do not say her tick to her, which I get. You know, you don't want to set her off or trigger her.
It's a great point because, like, if you saw her, like, the first thing you're going to think of is that. I think I would just walk by casually and say, your mom wears Skechers. And I would just keep walking.
I want to hang around. I won't say them to you, but I want to hang around until I hear my favorite one.
Yeah, like I would. Yeah, I wouldn't say a word. I just want to hear her just do her little thing. I want to hear the ooh live.
Dude, that video I tagged you in here because you know she's.
Oh, I haven't watched it yet. I'm sorry.
She's daily. Well, don't watch it now.
Okay.
She goes through all of them like she runs the gamut.
Wow.
But they just come out. You feel bad. That's where you feel bad. But it's like
that new one she's got is kind of wild. It's like she's dropping new music every episode. She got a new tick, and this one's kind of wild.
Just leave your brother alone. I mean, what are you doing?
I know it. Okay.
That's the best one.
864-241-4318.
This is the heat?
A little bit of heat.
Oh, God.
I hate to get into it.
Well, you don't. You love it. I know you.
One of them is Bill Brooks, our trusty traffic reporter, who's, look, I mean, the lineage of that.
He's a legend.
Dick Jr. I mean, he's working himself up into Dick Jr. type legendary traffic reporters.
Even the aforementioned Dick Lane.
Yep. Ugh. Well, this guy's got issues. We'll start with Bill, then he'll move on to somebody on the show. He's got good points on both.
Oh, God.
Yep.
You know, I got some f***ing things to say. Bill Brooks, holy f***, how many times do you say Spartanburg's all f***ing clear? And I'm sitting in thin traffic, stand still on 26 right now. Damn it, dude. I don't want to hear from you unless you got the f***ing answer, dude. Sit the f*** down and shut the f*** up if you don't. I'm tired of it. And also, Matt, man, I get so frustrated when I hear someone say, I don't enjoy the taste of water. What the f***? It's water. It ain't got a damn taste. It's nothing. It's water. You 70-something percent of it, dude. It's not there to be enjoyable. Take it like medicine. Just drink it. Dude, what the f***? It's just water. Damn, it ain't something sweet. It's not supposed to be enjoyable. It's just there, motherfucker. Damn. Holy s***. Bye-bye.
Well, at least he was sweet enough to say bye at the end. He didn't just hang up and slam the call.
He ended it like Griswold when he goes through his little rant.
Pretty
before
good.
Eddie goes and steals his
Look
balls.
At it this way. What if you were a vampire and you're like, oh, I want to suck some blood. But you know they were looking for like heavier set people that might have diabetes. They'll have a little sweet taste to it.
Mm-hmm.
My point with that is, I drink water only for what it is, the medicine that we need. Like, you know what I mean? I don't drink it for enjoyment the way people would drink a beer or a Coca-Cola.
It doesn't make you feel good. I love drinking water.
And it's not that. I'm just saying if I'm going to drink it more than just drinking it for the need of it, I have to put a whatever. What is the stuff I used to use? I don't even use it much anymore.
Semen. Hang on now.
No, I still use that.
I'm thinking eating a big person is the same logic as eating a fish that's too big. Like you just can't
do
it.
That's a good point. That's a good
because you'd be kind of fatty. That is a different connotation.
You want like a fit person if you're a
I might be half gravy.
Half gravy?
Might be. Definitely half butter.
You got 1 foot in the gravy for sure.
You might be all gristle.
God. She's on it today.
You're like the old 96er.
If you're offering, I
can
just figure
watch
it out.
That movie. I haven't seen it in forever. Does it still hold up? Great Outdoors?
There was a poll on Facebook. What movie do you think of first when you see or hear John Candy? And Summer Rental was the overall number one.
That's because he's on the cover.
Not even Uncle Buck or
Planes,
Great
Trains.
Outdoors.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Paige was thinking Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah, that.
That one.
What I slurred.
Honestly, Summer Rental is probably the least favorite of his.
Were you drinking with Party Man Dan before the show started?
No, I had 3 hours of sleep.
Oh, I see. She had to drive home from Dan's house.
No, I went to school.
Paige goes to Bush school.
I do. Wish I was out drinking every night. That would be the best life.
No.
Well, the one guy offered you. He said we can go out.
No.
Yeah.
I'm tired of having coworkers like that. Now, what else? That's from years ago, too. Not even anything recent.
There's the our friendly FOF line tow truck driver still having issues with customers.
God.
So if you don't know the etiquette of how to interact with a tow truck driver, here's a couple more tips.
All right.
Listen here, motherfuckers around here. Okay. Let me give y'all a couple more pointers with us tow truck drivers, all right? If we text or call you and we tell you that we are 15, 20 minutes away, do not f***ing text or call us 10 minutes down the road. Hey, how far are you? Hey, where are you at now? Hey, how long are you going to be now, boss man? Stop that s***. We told you how far we are. That's how far we are, all right? Second of all, y'all quit assuming that we're just going to be coming straight the f*** to you, you know, with not even being able to stop for ourselves. Sometimes we got to piss. Sometimes we got shit. Sometimes we need something to f***ing drink. So chill the f*** out. Biggest thing, when we show up on a call and we just get up to you, do not approach our trucks. Do not come straight to our trucks like you were going to open the f***ing door. You wait for us to get out. Stay at your f***ing car. It's not that hard. It is very motherf***ing simple. Just have little f***ing common sense on things, and we can enjoy our time as a motherf***ing tow truck driver, okay?
All right. The first one I understood more of. He was on the side of the road and the car came by and almost took his head off of their mirror.
I almost got
the other one where he said, don't assume that you're going to ride with me after I tow your car. I get that
one, too. Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah.
He needs to find a new line of work. He just doesn't like it.
He's not happy anymore.
That stuff today was just nitpicky stuff. Like, don't get out of here. You ain't a Brinks truck, dude. You're a tow truck.
That's what happened to Wee Doggy. He just kind of got burned out.
I get it. Because no one's ever going to be happy.
No. It's like in the situation.
And he's usually bored out, but he got burned out.
I know.
He loves men. That's why I say that.
Yeah, and he's fine with that.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Well,
y'all have that in common, Paige. You should hang out with him.
I do love men and women. Mm. Not that way. Mm. I love everyone.
I think you might. I think you might have tendencies.
You wish I had tendencies.
We'll find out this weekend.
What kind of tendencies?
We're going to
suicidal tendencies.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. Guys,
break it down. Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people born. Let me verify. That's right. February 24th. Happy birthday. Or suck it.
Yes, sir. Start with some music. How's that sound?
Na, 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 na.
You know who this is. You know who it is.
Chickity check yourself before you wreck yourself. O'Shea Jackson, Sr.
Well, guess what?
It's Junior's.
It's Junior's birthday. It? The star of Den of Thieves, Pantera, which I watched a couple weeks ago.
Also the star of the background of WWE PLEs.
Yeah, he's a big mark.
Big, big fan. Always there with the big, I think he's got the double wing eagle belt he always carries with him.
Played his dad in Straight Outta Compton. He was also in Cocaine Bear and the first Den of Thieves.
You know, he's one of the best second generation actors, I think.
He's pretty good.
I mean, like right now.
Like he's coming along.
I mean, he's no Natalie Cole.
John David Washington, he's good too.
Yeah. I don't know who that is.
It's Denzel's boy.
Oh, wow. Really?
That's his oldest son.
Is he handsome like his dad?
You wouldn't know it was his son. I don't think he looks like his dad, but yeah, he's good. Denzel's got like
Magic Johnson's son?
No, you don't like EJ.
You don't want to be the ugly son.
Denzel
he's
got
not
like
ugly. He's just
4 or 5 kids in the business. He looks more like his mom, I think.
Oh. It's a good way to say that.
Okay.
It's a great way to say that and be okay with what you said. O'Shea Jackson Jr., I'm going to say, is 35. Watch out.
34.
Now.
Oh, if you're listening to Paige, she knows. 34 years old for O. Jr.
Nailed it.
This gentleman has a gym not too far from us. He also made a lot of money fighting Conor McGregor and other people. Always shows his fat stacks on the internet. FMJ are his initials. FMJ. First name is Floyd.
Mayweather Jr.
It is Floyd Mayweather Jr.
He has
Jr.
a gym near here?
Yeah, he was doing a chain of gyms.
Oh, the D1 thing?
No, it's just Floyd's gym or the Mayweather gym right down here.
Oh, I didn't know that. Huh. That's why I was like, whoa.
I assume it's still there.
Huh.
Wow. Let me go down there and get a biscuit, and I'll let you know.
You might be thinking of Lloyd Mayweather Jr.
I don't know.
Am I thinking of the accountant, Lloyd Mayweather?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't know that was associated with him. Was there a real Tony Gold?
It might be.
Hi, my name's Paul Powerhouse. Come to my gym.
My name's Solid Gold. Come see me in Pickens.
Planet
Not anymore,
Fitness.
Though.
You just, if you go to the UFC gym, pay your bill. Otherwise, they will kick your ass.
They will.
Come
They're
going to
get you.
They're going to get you.
Going to get you.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Floyd's 48. Mm. So let's that's just nobody's going to get.
Yeah, sorry. ADD.
I was more shocked that he had a gym around
yeah.
there.
I'm like, where is this?
Would you like to
you
guess
speak of?
The actor in Titanic who wanted to throw everybody off the boat to save himself?
Give me the initials. I'll get it off that.
BZ. He was also
Billy Zane.
Billy Zane's birthday. Yeah.
What was the movie he was in where he played like a superhero or something?
Oh, I don't know. I know he was in Tales from the Crypt, Demon Knight.
I can see him.
Because I think Dennis Miller was Bordello of Blood.
That was a great movie. Nod.
Where was Dennis Miller on SNL 50?
You know what? No acknowledgement at all. I think his politics kept him off there.
It's unfortunate.
I really do.
He is funny. Babe.
Paige, you go first. You've been nailing these. I'm going to play off you.
Oh, gosh. Who are we telling?
Billy Zane.
Billy Zane. 51?
I'm going to say 50. No, I'm going to say, that's been 20. Oh. 59.
He is 59 years old. You get a point.
Good job.
I'll say happy birthday to Emilio Rivera. Not a whole lot of people know who he is, but you know his face. He's 64 years old.
Who is that then?
He's been in a ton of stuff over the years. Probably more recently, Sons of Anarchy. Okay. He was the leader of the Mayans Motorcycle Club.
Billy Zane was actually in Back to the Future as well. He was part of Biff's gang.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he also fall in the manure?
Maybe.
Biff was in the car by himself, right?
I think it was number two that he was in. Well, that would be manure. I meant the movie number two.
Both.
The Phantom. Thank you, whoever texted that.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Phantom.
Good job. Good job. The Phantom.
The Phantom Mist, or that was a Star Wars movie, right?
I think it's a porn. Who is this?
What?
In a fancy restaurant.
Come on. You know who it is.
Oh, I know who it is.
12 in a row?
Sammy Kershaw.
Sammy. Sammy's birthday.
62.
Sammy Kershaw is 67 years old. I'm sure Bobby Bones will have him on his damn show since he knows everybody.
His sports show or his country show?
Yeah, probably both.
Jesus Christ. Like, y'all.
Too many shows.
Trying to invent the new Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
What about the two Wolfman Jacks and the damn...
We need a new Wolfman, baby. It's been too long.
Who was your big inspiration, Paige?
Mine?
Yeah, radio-wise.
Spider Harrison. Both Spider Harrisons.
Rob Laidback Black.
No. Rob Laidback. Or Jimmy Walker.
Long John Landrum.
Yeah,
Jimmy Walker sounds a lot like Spider Harrison.
92.5.
I'm trying to think.
Oh, the management's going to hate that I said that.
I don't want to drag 93.5.
A change.
93.5. 12 in a row.
They know the station exists.
Did we guess?
Yeah.
Okay.
I said 67. Paige said 60 what? She's already forgotten.
You nailed it because he is 67 years old. This news lady, I think she used to be on
Carol Goldsmith.
CBS. No.
Oh.
Paula Zahn.
Okay.
Paula? Zahn.
71.
66.
Oh, let's go 69 years old for Paula Zahn. We got music for this lady coming up here.
Paula Zahn. She related to Steve Zahn.
I don't know, but he's been in a bunch of stuff.
Ashton Kutcher.
More importantly, this past season of The Righteous Gemstones was Steve Zahn.
Yeah.
He led the, militia, you'd call it, the religious group.
Yeah.
Brother Marshall's preacher.
Somebody that would... Where were those guys on J6?
I still don't know why this is the last season. Something's up.
Because he said it before. He doesn't want to wear out his welcome with things, with shows. Much like we've done here on this show.
Where every day.
It's I mean, I still love it. I was just making a joke there. I still love doing it every day. But, he's like, I don't want to get in this repetitive motion of being just this. But each show is kind of the same show on a different level. Like, if it don't involve a school, it involves minor league baseball or a megachurch. It's the same show, though.
I will save you the...
80.
Well, I haven't told you who it is yet.
Okay.
But you don't have to guess because it's Kitty Foreman's birthday. Oh. Deborah Jo Rupp.
So she was always made to look older than she was.
Yeah. She's been in a bunch of stuff.
73.
72.
74 years old.
Foot!
This gentleman was the star of a great movie called American Me. Also, he was in Rain Man. Battlestar Galactica and Miami Vice.
Battlestar and the Nanana.
He goes by three names. The first one's Edward.
James Olmos.
It is Edward James Olmos' birthday.
Oh, wow.
You almost thought I was going to forget it?
What do you say?
I'm going to say 77.
76.
78 years old.
God, well, we are right up on
him.
We got one more before we get to
somebody tried to say Billy Zane was in the movie called The Dead Clam. It was Dead Calm, you goober. The Dead Clam. The Dead Clam. You can't spell.
The Dead Clam.
Oh, my God.
That's the funniest thing I've seen all day, and I read Fat Boy's jokes before the show started.
What the hell's going on here?
Was that a work or a slight?
It is Uncle Junior's birthday. Dominic Chianese.
Oh.
Sopranos.
Godfather 2, Sopranos.
Now, was...
He told the greatest jokes on the Sopranos that you can't repeat.
None.
They were awesome.
But he was also made up to look older then.
Well, he was one of the older ones, but yeah, they aged him a little bit.
I'm going to say in honor of Pottersville, South Carolina, I'm going to guess 81.
82.
94. Whoa, Uncle Junior's 94.
Damn. They didn't have to make him look too old, did they?
He just kind of took.
Like, you know how there's Doc from Back to the Future, Christopher Lloyd. I had no clue how old that dude was when that movie came out.
Emmett Brown?
Yeah, I had no clue.
Water.
I was like, God, he looks really old. Oh, okay, they made him look old.
They aged him.
When you found out Estelle Getty was the youngest, Golden Girl, you're like, what?
Blows your mind. Happy heavenly birthday to Paige. Cannot pronounce this guy's name still. He was Sal Tessio in The Godfather. He was also in Barney Miller.
Abe Vigoda.
Abe Vigoda would be 104
God.
Years old. I can't say what
he was in
called.
Dead Clam as well.
He might have been. Also,
Billy Kidman was in it too.
Thank this man for the phone you're typing on right now.
I mean, Nicole Kidman.
Steve Jobs would have been 70 years old today.
Aww.
And without his turtlenecks, I wouldn't have.
Happy heavenly.
I'd have to use an Android. Who the hell wants to do that?
Not me.
Mm-mm. I've been there, done that. And I don't like texting with people where I get like. I like them to hold down the response. Like if they heart it, I don't like to get Big Brown hearted your last comment. Like, get a freaking iPhone.
I don't like your open source third party software.
I don't Android. Either. I like to feel a little safe.
Too easily hacked.
You know, Dead Clam's got a 6.8 out of 10 on IMDb and an 84.
You need to write that.
I gotta go watch it.
Yeah, Sam Neill, it was a good movie.
You might want to go to a doctor if that's really going on.
For real.
Dead Clam's.
You better hope everyone around you has COVID and they can't smell.
That new strain of COVID, they could have it soon.
What is in
my frogs are croaking.
I smell something.
It's your upper lip. Do it again.
She's going to get fillers. Dead clam.
She's talking about getting fillers.
Paige is going to get fillers for Christmas.
Talk her out of it.
I'm going to get everything done when I get money.
Well, I'd like to say this. Thank you for listening to today's show.
Get those cheeks filled.
You can...
Not those.
What?
I said you get her cheeks filled. She said you get her cheeks sucked.
That's right.
Get this sucked down right here. That's a thing.
That ain't the cheeks he was talking about. Should know this.
I'm gonna get some sucked out.
Anytime the word cheeks comes up, he's either talking about that or Maurice. One of the two.
Yeah. Mo cheeks.
I don't need any fat down anywhere.
So tomorrow, do you know a specific time?
We're going to try to get him in the 7 o'clock hour, first up.
Because he's got
to
be at work at 8. The guy who has been dating a girl for 2 months, a woman, 2 months, has realized, or he has known, but she does not realize that she used to be his school teacher.
Oh.
Yep.
He's 27, and this was when he was a senior in high school. He was 17. She's 34. She would have been 24 then. There's nothing wrong with that.
Fresh out of college. Fresh meat.
But he's like, should I tell her? Oh, man. You made me think of a trip to the grocery store the other day. You ever walk around the grocery store and make jokes to yourself?
No. Oh, yeah.
Usually
about other people. Alone?
Like other people I see.
It's like there's this dog food called Moist and Meaty. And I'm like,
Oh yeah.
I saw that movie.
It doesn't sound healthy.
It will give your dog the runs for days.
It looks like it would.
Is it in the refrigerator section?
No.
Wow. Don't eat it.
It's like in the packets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's another movie, The Runs for Days.
Runs for Days is great. Get today's podcast. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
Here.